The Harbors New Country Kicks 95.3, and we are back with some contestants for the upcoming Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen Pageant, which is happening this weekend. It's this Saturday night at the 7th Street Theater. You can get ticket information online at 7th Street Theater website. If you can get tickets still, this thing usually sells out. But I have with me two contestants for the crown. Now, first of all, are you both running for Miss Grace Harbor, or is one Miss Grace Harbor, one Outstanding Teen?
I'm running for Miss Grace Harbor Outstanding Teen.
Okay, and?
I'm running for Miss Grace Harbor.
All right, excellent. Well, let's start off with our teen contestant, Peyton Munoz, who you said you're a student at Aberdeen High School?
Yes, I'm a junior at Aberdeen High School, but I'm also in dual enrollment, so I'm enrolled at Grace Harbor College as well.
So you're doing that running start thing?
Yeah.
So you get your college credits. When you graduate high school, you'll have your AA.
Yeah, so they're actually letting me get two associate's degrees, so I'll be graduating with my associate's in arts and my associate's in biology.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. Now, you find that hard? Is it hard to do this, or is it not so hard?
The opportunities at the college are really incredible, and they're really flexible, and they have a lot of support, so that makes it a lot easier. It's not as over stressful and overbearing. The classes are obviously difficult, but they have really great support systems, and so it makes it a little bit easier.
Oh, right. So now, going into the pageant this weekend, first of all, what's your platform? What are you running on?
My social impact initiative is Better Mental Health for a Better Future. I want to be able to help educate our community more on our mental health and kind of decrease those stigmas around anxiety and depression, but also help encourage better education on teen mental health as well and the way that it impacts our youth. We have a lot of programs that are directed towards teen mental health, but the education and understanding of those resources is not as well known as I think they could be, and so my platform would be to help educate and help our youth understand that, because if we have more understanding and more create an empathetic environment that is good and you can understand and you know that you're in a safe space to be able to reach out for help, it creates a better future to where we are going to have a more empathetic community, and we can create a community where people are understanding and want to help each other.
Was there something that happened to you in your personal life that directed you toward this platform?
I myself have dealt a lot with anxiety. Mm-hmm. It's something that impacts my day-to-day life severely, and I have had those personal experiences both within myself and with people who are really close to me, but I've also seen the way that mental health impacts my peers.
I like to say that you heard the phrase, get up on the horse. You know what I mean? Get back on the horse and face your fear. It seems like something that you're doing, because you want to talk about anxiety. Running for Miss Grace Harbor's Outstanding Teen or any type of a pageant, I can't imagine, has tons of anxiety. But here you are.
100%, yeah.
And you don't even seem that nervous, really. And most people, when I get them for the first time on the show, seem a little nervous about it. But you seem pretty confident, so I think you can do pretty good.
Thank you.
So good job combating that anxiety. I think you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Let's meet our next contestant for Miss Grace Harbor. This is Kylie Sisson. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Sisson. And you're from Aberdeen?
I am.
And tell me a little bit about your journey going into Miss Grace Harbor. What made you want to run?
So my friend, she's been running like every single year since like Outstanding Teen. And she's been trying to convince me ever since high school to do it with her. And I'm like, no, I'm too busy. I can't do that.
Yeah.
And then I came back home because I was gone for the Army for a little bit. And I came back home and she goes, you're running this year, aren't you? And I'm like, I guess. Yeah, I can run with you. Yeah. And she's like, good, I already signed you up. And I'm like, oh okay. Nice.
Thanks. Talk about trial by fire. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And so what was your first reaction? Were you upset, or were you like, okay, now let's get
it? Yeah, I was like, okay, yeah, let's do it.
I like that. That's a great attitude. And so you were going into the Army.
Yes.
And you told me you're off here before that you've already done boot camp.
I've already done boot camp. I've already been to AIT, which is Advanced Individual Training. And I've been in for almost 2 years now, in February 10th to be exact. So go me.
How was that boot camp experience?
Oh, it was something else. There was a lot of walking. It was really hot. I was in South Carolina.
Oh,
it was really hot. And I went in summertime.
That's
so it was
no good.
Even more hot. and humid.
Well, going into the pageant, what is your platform that you're running on?
My platform is epilepsy awareness, because when my sister, she's 9 years old, she randomly just had a seizure one day. And me and my family, we didn't know how to react. We didn't know how to help her. So we just grabbed her and quickly went to urgent care. And like, I was sitting there realizing, like, no one really knows what to do when someone has a seizure. So I just want to bring more awareness, hopefully teach first aid about it.
The only thing I know about it from movies and television, get a spoon and put it in her mouth.
That's no, what, don't do that.
But that's what they always said. Put
don't,
a spoon
don't
in their
do
mouth.
That. They can
that's
choke
bad.
On that. Yeah.
Don't do that.
Don't
See,
do that.
Movies and television have been lying to us all these years. You can imagine. So what should you do?
So what you should do is you have to time it to see how long it will last. Call the emergency services right away, 911, ambulance, firefighters, whoever can get there first. Lay them on their side if you can. If you can't, just try to make sure they're not hurting themselves. Do not put anything in their mouth because they can choke on
That's
it.
That's bad.
Yes.
Wow. How's your sister now that she's been diagnosed? Is that better? Is there ways to prevent that from happening?
It has been better. She has medicine now, so she hasn't had one. But it doesn't 100% guarantee her not having one. She also has emergency medicine where she carries around in case she does have one. Because if it lasts longer than 3 minutes, then you have to like shove a needle up her nose.
Oh, well, that sounds like no fun at all.
No, it's not.
Especially if you're the one that has to shove the needle up there.
Yeah.
That's not pleasant for anybody. Let's move on to the talent portion of the competition. What are you doing for your talent?
I am doing a song translated into American Sign Language. I have been studying it since high school. Very excited.
And what song?
It's Simple Man by Shinedown.
Oh, okay. And I didn't get a chance to ask you, Peyton, what your talent was going to be. So what are you going to be doing for your talent?
I'm going to be playing St. Saun's Swan on my viola.
Okay. On your viola?
Yep.
You have to remind me of viola. Is it kind of like a
it's a wood instrument. It's
like a clarinet?
It's larger than a violin.
Okay.
So
it's stringed.
Yes, it's a string instrument.
Okay.
It looks like a violin. It's not a violin.
Okay. Is it smaller or bigger?
It's bigger.
Bigger than a violin, smaller than a cello.
100%. Yep. You play it up here. You play it resting on your collarbone. It just reaches lower.
Well, good luck, you guys, this weekend. Break a leg, as they say in the business, and I wish you both the best of luck and good job in your future endeavors, and enjoy the experience.
Thank you.
Miss Grace Harbor, outstanding teen, this Saturday night at the 7th Street Theater. Tickets are on sale at the 7th Street Theater. You can go to 7thstreettheater.com, and we'll have that information posted up on our website, which you can also hear these interviews again if you missed any of it.